This is day 1712 of the Oral Shulchan Yomi. Today we're doing Chosh and Mishpat, Simon Shin Samach Tes, Siv Ches Design. Ches, Klal Gadol, the Zesh Omer Wazal, Chazal, Stam Moksin Gazan, who, the general, great principle that Chazal, that which Chazal say that by default the tax collector is a robber. Zel Moksin, only male name, just about tax collectors who, appointed themselves. Which is found in distant deserts. Where they beg are groups of bandits. Who take taxes, customs, whatever you want to call them, from the caravans which travel in the area. That exists in times of Gemara. But a tax collector who is appointed by the officials of the king. You're not allowed to steal from him any taxes. The dina machuzah dina, the law of the kingdom is law. Test, because the Rama Parakeh, the Rama writes, not lumoxin kasusa b'gzil acheres. If the tax collectors took your garment and gave you back another one, haray shalom, the garment you got back is yours. And she's okay mechirahi, because it's like a sale. Cheskosh yishyashu b'alman on the assumption is that the original owner gave up Pope. Many are there, but vaday shazuk zula. And you don't know this one was robbed for sure anyway. If he was a person of great accomplishment, and he's strings on himself. Magzira and Labal Mishnah gives it back to the first owner. But Medvar Murim, when Shusha Mechas Kalistim, when the tax collector is like a bandit, Bizmansha Mechas Kuti, where the tax collector is a goy, or Mechas Ome Melo, or one who is self appointed, or Mechas Ome Sheenlo Kitzva, or a tax collector who is, have been appointed but has no limitations. Okay, my shirt says he takes whatever he wants. A Mechas Shemach Masamelach, but a tax collector who was appointed by the king, and the king directed him to take a set amount. And he himself, the non-Jewish tax collector, appointed by the king, appointed a Jewish tax collector to collect it for the king. And it's known that this person is trustworthy. Doesn't add anything to what the king decreed. The law of land is law. Does not pay this tax by somehow trying to evade it. Oivah lo sigzo violates, do not rob. Because he robs the portion of the king. Whether it's a king of the Jews or king of the non-Jews. So to the person who acquired the right to collect the taxes from the king, you have to pay him completely. Mishimali Mamechas Mamel, somebody who hides the tax from the king, I raise a goes those Mishimachs. He's stealing from the person who has got the kind of concession to collect the taxes. But if the person who acquired the concession to collect the taxes is a person who is compels people to pay even though they're not required to, and a robber, and mutter, you're allowed to evade the taxes. Because then it's like refraining from paying back a debt which you owe. The shari makom zekach Hashem, which is permissible in a place where there's no chil Hashem. Akan l'shono. End quote from the Rambam. V'tikur Rabbeinu Beisayisim Sivav. The Beisayisim quotes this entire Rambam, which we had since the beginning of the Sif here, from in Sivav. That which he says talks about a tax collector where there's an assumption the original owner gave up hope, and by a non-Jewish tax collector. They asked from that which he wrote in Simon Shin Samaches, if you saved an object which was taken by a non-Jewish collector, Jewish tax collector from a Jew, you have to give it back. Because the owner hasn't given up hope. Yeshish Yitiritz, those who answer the Dafka B'zeshah Shinosnu Aksus La'achim Yisrael Shinigzal. It's specifically where the tax collector has given over the garment to another person, then the original person gives up hope. Kemet Shirosh Rosh Kvarnim, since he sees it's already been sold. That's Sma. This is difficult to say. In came, if that's the case, in Menigzah, and any of them is there. the person from whom it has been robbed does not know about this transaction, so it can't belong to the person to whom it was exchanged. Why don't the Shas Poskim can mention this? Taz's question. Those who say the Kam Meir of Meichas Yisrael. That here hear a story about a Jewish tax collector. It's not going on that which is said previously. El Ikadin the Mochsin. That's going on the primary halacha of tax collector law. Call them not on the previous case of where a non-Jewish tax collector took your garment. But this is difficult to say. This is a Taz suggestion. To me, it seems, says Orach Shulchan, the Basim Machine Samachet Mari, Shodea Bivade Shigzulei. You know for sure it's been stolen. Zel Lashon Amatzil. That's the language of Amatzil. You're saving it. Saving it from what? Saving it from theft. Avakan Eni Yodei Bivade Shigzulei. But you don't know for sure it's stolen. El Noituk Suso. So you just know tax collector took your garment. Noituk Susachin gives you another garment. Since it's like a sale, any of that before Shigzula, you don't know for sure was stolen. We can assume leniently, even if it was stolen, we say that the owner gave up hope. They were not stringent in a case of doubt, a place where there's a loss, so that he should go to the extent of losing his garment. I have a customer also, but to purchase a garment from the tax collector is forbidden. Gave the beer shugzula. Those who know for sure it was stolen. Also, people might say this. Also, even going to suffer a loss. Much indeed, the Rambam's Abedvar, like the Rambam infer, was meticulous in his writing. Bezesh Kesef Rabbeinu Ramah, meticulous in implying. Bezesh Kesef Rabbeinu Ramah to be yaduah shlo yisar shu abayim tzorch lazir abayim mechinam. That which Ramah wrote that if it's known that the owner has not given hope, we have to give back the owner for our free. There's no takanos to shuk here. It's also true as long as you know that it's stolen. Gam b'stama, I mean, by default, we say there was no yish k'mosh k'sav nusham. El shem nation v'orshu b'loshen Rama. Shachar has kosses yashu b'alim. The Rama is talking about a case where there's an assumption that the owners did give up hope. Zemedim yadu shalonis yashu. Every says if it's known they didn't give up hope, so I have to give it up for free, give it back for free. The shem is just below yush. Lav kumus change of jurisdiction without yush is nothing. But of course, if you don't know either way, you still have to give it back. Your Kranis bar, it's already been come clarified. The Mahamachsi Mechas Melech also Limi Mena Mechas. If somebody is holding the right to collecting taxes from the king, you're not allowed to try and evade, to hide the taxes from him. Shulchan Tov Akotzi B'Shom Mekol Ish, we take a set amount from each and every individual. Avafil Tiva Melech Yisroi Ten Yosem Meir Yisroel. Even the king directed that the Jews have to pay more than non-Jews. Nevertheless, it's called a specified amount. Since all the people of this nationality are giving the same. Some say, some say that even if it's known that the Jew is taking more than was allocated to him as a tax collector, nevertheless, that which he was supposed allowed or authorized to take, you can't evade. That goes, because it's like robbing from a robber, which is also. Like people say, time. If a person who steals from a thief is going to taste of the prohibition of theft. So to a king who levied a tax on people of the city, while called ish on each and every person, Dover cuts a shana set amount for the year. Or he decreed that anybody who violates this matter, all of his property taken to the house of king. So to taxes on real estate. And he decreed that all the owners of fields in this city, or this village, do such and such amount. He can also make a decree that anybody who's found in the field at the time of working the grain, whether he is the owner of the field or not, he's going to take from him the tax of this field. He has these rights. He has, he's authorized to do all these things. But a goyim calls out, raise him cheskas kosher. Somebody who collects all these things is considered to be a kosher person. But actually, he sees Hashem because of mechuz donos. He does not add on or deviate from the authorization of the king. You base chemel should see avodah lichrosi onosho ba'abayis. So it's megesher. The king directed his servants to cut down the trees of a homeowner and to make for them a bridge. Mutav ragesh allowed to pass over the bridge. Ba'afilin tzivu lichrosi you call echad dar v'yadua. Even if he commanded to cut for each and every person a specific amount of trees, and his slaves went and cut down the trees all exclusively from one person's forest, mutar, it's permissible. Because the slave of a king is like the king, meaning here, whoever his workers are. They don't have to, interesting enough, they're not responsible to go to collect from this one, one log, another log. That's Baal Bais' problem. Chen Melech Shoraz Bratim, also a king who destroyed houses. So Derech and made a road. Chen Kokhez was saying anything similar. Masha Asa Asa, whatever he did, he did. The Dina Machus Dina, the law of the kingdom is law. But Dafka Melech Kavod is talking about specifically a set king. In other words, an authorized king. Shativa Yetzim Medina, his coinage is current in the country. The skill of Bnei Medina and the people of the country agree to his rule. Shebnei Medina lo kavadim b'lem kador, at which point the people of the country become as if they are his slaves, and he becomes as if he is his master. Lo kavadim anasim, not like those brigands, which were in ancient time, who gathered a group of bandits, Hashem Sarmel, and they called upon themselves the name of an official in the king. So Bowser Ramon was just a violent guy. It's interesting that obviously the Rosh Hashanah is not bound to get into discussion of what Din Rosh Hashanah is, but there's the famous Dvar Havram, who's not contemporary of Rosh Hashanah, slightly later, so some years later, but certainly was alive at the same time. But there's a famous hymn of Din Malchus Adina, where Din Malchus Adina is, in fact, a king of Kibush. It's the acquisition that the kingdom has over its inhabitants, or it is a special halach of Sarara, authority, as opposed to ownership. And there are many nafkaminas. You came out. Nehemdina, also a king who got angry at one of his slaves, one of his servants from the people of the country, and seized his the land or his yard. Ain't no gezel, it's not theft. You're allowed to have benefit from it. Somebody purchased it from the king, a racial belongs to him. And the original owner cannot extract it from his hands. This is from the powers of the kingdom, of the king, like Shmuel Anavi set out in his statement what kings are going to do when they take effect in among the Jewish people, which is the paradigm for all dinim dinim. But if an official took a field or yard of one of the people of the country not according to the laws, which the king has enacted, somebody who purchases that field or that yard, the original owner can extract it from their hands. General principle is any law which is legislative for all who dina machusa, it is the law of the land. Chol alam, and any violent person who takes on this person bilvat exclusively, not according to the general laws, he takes it with violence. It's not the law. When there is a specific law for a specific type of craftsman, guild laws, to a specific craft. I am Mashkos Rabbein Ramah. Ramah writes about this. And also then the Gra. Yudah, V'chem Muni HaMelech V'shotu HaVesotu, the officials appointed by the king, Vishotov and his police, Shemochi Masodos, who sell the fields, V'masa Kotzim Al-Sodos, for the tax which is in arrears on these seals, Shabbayim Lo Paro, which the owners have not paid, Mikor the Mechel that sells without sale. Avamasa goes, but the poll tax, I'll call Ish, which is each and every individual, Eino Gove Elmi Adam Atzmo. They can only collect it from the person himself, not from his property. Ki Kein Tziva Melech, because that is the director of the king. Chein Mashreiter Mochara, so therefore if a policeman sold a field on account of the head, the poll tax, meaning the head tax, ain't a memkar, it's not a sale, only can you have DMLK unless the king had made such a decree. Test for a mel, she goes, she comes, she'll eat a mash, a king who made a decree that anybody who defaults on his taxes, on his field, the field should then go to whoever pays the taxes. Uba, so the barach, and the owner of the field has fled. Uba, chemnos, and a mas, and somebody else came and paid the tax. Me man up from the field, Uba, bear said, ate its fruit, ain't a gezel, it's not going to be robbery. Elocha, peros, but rather he eats the fruit, and he pays the tax to the king, until the owner comes back and they give it, restore it to his hands. I guess, and the king restores it to his hands, or the government restores it to his hands. Because the law of land is law. Also, king decrees, that anybody doesn't pay the poll tax, somebody else take gives in instead, he's allowed to subjugate that person. He's allowed to subjugate him, like is the law of the king. He can't work him like a literal slave. A close of a general principle is, whether it's taxes or customs, the king can make decree as he pleases. And every person is required to fulfill everything which the king decrees by taxes and by customs. Again, this is going to the assumption that that's the principle of Dina Rechus Madina. The land it says, Yochol Asos Ma'abar, he can do what he pleases. Of course, in democracies, republics would have to go either with the Swara idea of the Dvar Avram or with an understanding that somehow the democracies and republics also function that way. Rav Kook and others, anticipating the State of Israel, wrote extensively about these topics. It's interesting that the famous Ran about Dina Malchus Medina does not applying to Melech Yisrael, I don't believe appears actually in the poskim, even though the contemporary poskim will often take it to account. But I don't think it appears in classic poskim. So the Aruch Shulchan does not bring it down. That's because it wasn't the Maisa back then. Tesva Yisrael Sheil Chayev Lo V'Kochamim, a Jew who was liable to a non-Jew, who Machar Ashtal Yisrael Acher, and the non-Jew sold that document, that obligation to another Jew. Abishabam Mikocho. Even though he's coming on account of the non-Jew, nevertheless, the Jewish court has to the pasuk has to rule that the Jew has to pay this new Jew who bought the contract whatever he would have to pay according to secular law. Since the Jew comes on account of this non-Jew, he's like the non-Jew, because anything he can acquire according to their laws. You design Kosar Rabbein Ramah. The Ramah writes, "I know that Yishe Magum should done in Bedine Ak over the Gochavim." Somebody who marries a woman in a place where they follow non-Jewish laws. So Mesa Yishon's wife dies. Lo Yuchal Avi Ishto Shar Yosheh Lomar. They can't. The father of the deceased wife or her other heirs cannot say Who knows Yishe Das Aminog. Who knows say Menadah Dover Dine Over Gochavim. That anybody marries a woman marries her according to the custom of the place, and therefore we're going to judge this matter according to the laws of non-Jews. She may solicit a by-law, which would include that if she dies, her husband does not inherit her, etc. Ain't a taina. That's not a legitimate claim. You have to go according to the Torah law. Chashashashon to uproot the laws of the holy and pure Torah. All the kings in our day and age, sounds like a little bit of censorship, but who knows, their desire and their will is that Am Yisrael should go according to the laws of our Torah. Okay, leaves a lot of room for relative issues and questions, but that's it for today.